Hello and welcome to our August Exceptional Speaker Bonus Call, powered by Exceptional Connections. I'm so glad you're on the call with us today. I'm Cindy O'Neill Dady, the founder and chief connector at Exceptional Connections, where we offer monthly Exceptional Connections networking luncheons, as well as quarterly educational series for networking mastery skill shops. Our Educational Speaker Bonus Calls highlight our monthly spotlight speakers who graciously agree to share their brilliance with our ECN community and beyond. So this month, I am super jazzed to be highlighting the amazing Leslie Ann Aiken. Leslie was the 20-minute spotlight speaker at our August 13th ECN luncheon, and it was a blast to have her join us from Lake Oswego, Oregon. So we are excited to have Leslie share her fun and inspiring talk, how to create and curate a Facebook group to change your life and your business. So to set the expectation on this call, Leslie has again agreed to share with us for the next 25 to 30 minutes. We'll then open up the call for Q&A, so be sure to write down your questions and save them until after Leslie's talk. We'll plan to finish up by 1, so be sure to stay on the line until the end of the call, as we'll also be sharing ways that our listeners can connect with Leslie, as well as exciting opportunities being offered to our ECN community. So Leslie, aka the Brand Boss, has designed graphics since 1989 and developed a strong following for her unique style of personal and business branding. Leslie's grasp of design and her ability to understand what her clients need is something that comes quite naturally to her. Through branding, she helps her clients create a distinctive presence locally and online to grow their businesses. Based on firsthand experience, Leslie shares her journey of developing a Facebook group that has become wildly popular in an unusual niche, clowns, and has set the tone for changing her life and the lives of others. It's my pleasure to turn this call over to the amazing, the incomparable, Leslie Ann Aiken. Take it away, Leslie.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you, Cindy. That's my introduction. Take it away. Wow. Where's the drum roll?
I know. Drum roll, please.
All right. Well, thank you for the lovely introduction. It's my pleasure to be here and share with you my experience in creating a Facebook group to change your life. Now, when I started my clown, that's C-L-O-W-N, Facebook group, I had no clue. I mean, you're talking to somebody that was completely clueless about the power of a Facebook group. I started my publishing company in the summer of 2017, and it's called Global Touch Press. And when I did that, I realized I had to write my book about clowning. I was a professional clown from 1975 to about 91. And then life took a turn and I did other things and I became a graphic designer. And so I've been promising myself for all these years to write that book. Well, here was my opportunity. So I spent the summer of 2017 writing the book about those years as a professional clown during the 70s and 80s. So the book was published in November of 2017. And actually, I was booked at a FAVE convention. It's a Family and Variety Entertainers convention in Las Vegas in that month. And in fact, the book was delivered directly there in Las Vegas. So it was just out and I was able to present it there. And it was a real wonderful experience to have clowns respond so positively with. So when that happened, I came home and I said, I think I need to start one of those Facebook groups. And I don't know why, I just thought maybe it would be fun to start interacting with clowns again and, you know, nurturing relationships. I had vast experience in clowning, so I decided to do that. And that was December 8th, 2017. And again, I was clueless. So I want to just tell you a few things that happened since then up to this day. Currently, there are 1,002 members in this ridiculously tight niche market. In this niche market, 1,002 members are a lot of members in a clown group. I was able to earn about $2,400 in advertising for two books that I've written, two interviews on TV, and another 1.5 books published. I've been invited to teach at several clown conventions. I decided to create a digital magazine, which has subscribers, hosted several Zoom podcasts with professional clowns, and had a group come in each time. I do that monthly. I've had many new branding clients because that's my real business. I'm a brand expert. And Facebook loves my group, and they advertise it for free. I've had at least three newspaper interviews, and I guess we could add a partridge and a pear tree, but we won't do that today. So anyway, the main things you need to do, there are three main things you need to do for sure. You need to curate your Facebook group with content. That's number one. That doesn't mean you need to write blogs. It doesn't mean anything like that. You just need great visuals, and you need questions and engagement. Now, everybody is creative on some level, but sometimes we dry up a little bit and we think, oh my gosh, what am I going to ask next? Well, one of the things that I use as my secret weapon is a book I got on Amazon, and it's called 4,000 Questions for Getting to Know Anyone and Everyone. And it's by Barbara Ann Kipfer. It's K-I-P-F-E-R, and the book is 4,000 Questions. And I highly recommend buying this book. It's really worthwhile. It's not that the questions that they offer in the book are focused toward clowning, but I was able to use it as a starting place, as a place to get my mind going about, oh, okay, I could turn that question around to fit clowns. So that's why I love the book, and it's really helped me to build the group a lot. One of the other things that I highly recommend is to create firm guidelines. One of the things that you're going to need with guidelines is a clear understanding of how you want your group to proceed. So, you know, basically just doing a paragraph that says, well, I'll read you mine. A Fool's Guide to Clowning is a group for local and circus clowns and family style entertainers who want to learn more about the art of clowning, improve their act, and be willing to accept suggestions for improvements. Members may join the group to assist newer clowns, and I hope this group inspires you with posts and comments. Photos of your makeup and costuming are encouraged, along with jokes, riddles, funny business, all of that sort of thing. So I also suggest in my group that you post only in English. When people post in other languages, it's just too hard to make that work for everyone. The other thing I do is I'll say, clown training programs, academies, and schools may post about their upcoming and in-session educational programs and photos without pricing. They can post a link to sign up, and selling products and services is not allowed. And if they're not sure, I ask them to private message me. The other thing that I don't allow on my group are GoFundMe and Kickstarter pleas for funds. I actually delete them, and people that do that will be removed from the group. It's not that I'm cold-hearted or have no grace as far as what people need to move forward in the world, but I would allow them to post on my personal wall for something like that. But the group is the group. It has a particular focus. And so I don't allow things that kind of interrupt the flow of that. It's a very strict strong niche. It's just clowning and supporting that and nothing else. The other thing that I ask people to do or not do is post their personal religious views or anything regarding politics. Caring, clowning, clown ministry are encouraged, you know, to focus on, you know, posting about where you're going to be or a class coming up. All of that is fine. Random posts such as, you know, something charming and humorous, just something that would be probably allowed on any group or anyone's wall isn't really encouraged. So a random post that would have nothing to do with clowning or family style entertainment, even if they're charming and humorous, is deleted because it isn't focusing on the betterment of clowning. It's it has nothing to do with funny business or magic or juggling or puppets or anything like that. It's just something that is charming and humorous, which is fine. And that is fine elsewhere on Facebook. And of course, adult humor and conversation about scary clowns and all of that nonsense is not even tolerated. So they're pretty strong guidelines. But what I've found is that people really, really appreciate the fact that I have strong guidelines and I adhere to them and I keep them enforced. Not that it's a problem, but I have had to remove a few people from being non-productive, saying, you know, like it was someone asked a question at one point and it was a perfectly fine question and someone replied that it was a ridiculous question. Well, that's not tolerated. It's not productive. It's not kind. And it intimidates people. And it's a little bit of bullying there. And so I'm not fond of that. So I just had a conversation with the person on private message that posted that. And he was so offended that he took himself out of the group. That's fine. So that works for me. So one of the things that I was able to enjoy out of the group is that people posted photographs of themselves with my book. And then other people in the group said, well, how can I buy that book? And then I'd post a link. So the book is called A Fool's Guide to Clowning, and that is the name of the Facebook group. And that helped. It truly helped. Although it wasn't the entire reason that I started the group. I really just wanted interaction with clowns. Once the group got going, one woman called me and said, oh my gosh, I got this fantastic review on Yelp, and I am just so excited about it. And it was a local clown. And I said, that's fantastic. Please give me the link to that. I want to see it. And she said, I'm just so excited, I could hardly stand it. So I went and saw the review, and I did a screenshot of it, and I got the Yelp logo, and I put together what is called a meme, and I'm sure many of you know what that is. It's a square that we, you know, you decorate or put words in, and you post it on Facebook. So what I did is I put her clown name on it, and I said, celebrating you, and I had the post in the box. And I put it on the group within 7 minutes. And I said something like, we all really enjoy a great review. And this is a great moment to celebrate this clown and honor her. And people loved that. And she actually shed a tear. She was very, very touched. So just honoring people when you don't have to, when you see an opportunity where someone is asking to be seen and clearly asking to be seen, it's a really good thing to take a moment and let them be shown in that way and help them. I think it helps the group overall because it's a positive thing. So That was November, and let's see, in December I started the group, and then in January, as if I had nothing else to do, I decided I wanted to start meeting some of these people. And so I started a Zoom call every month, and Clowns Worldwide showed up. It was amazing what happened there. And so I think since then I was sick 1 month, and people were saying, what happened? Did I miss it? And I said, yes, because I missed it. And they said, well, we really love it. Don't give it up. So I said, okay. And we continued what I call Zooming with clowns. And I asked wonderful clowns all over the world if they would be interested in hosting and presenting on a Zoom call. And it's not just presenting, you know, what they do or why they do it or what inspires them. It's really pretty casual. And we have a great time, lots of laughs. And we do it on the last Monday of every month. And we promote it and people show up. Another good thing to do is for your particular group, you might want to celebrate birthdays. You might want to, birthdays of famous people. You might want to ask a lot of questions, like if you're in real estate, there's so many questions you could create in meme form. And questions really bring on the engagement. So one of the things that doesn't bring on a lot of engagement, but is fun to do, are famous birthdays. So in my group, we have on June 27th, we celebrated Bob Keeshan, also known as Captain Kangaroo. For the people in Seattle area, they will remember J.P. Patches, who apparently was known as the clown who built Seattle. So he was on TV for 23 years. And he was a great clown. And so people like that, Red Skelton, all of the great clowns, we celebrate them on their birthday. And then people do respond and talk about their memories of these great clowns. And you can do the same in your genre of work. So one of the things that I do recommend are using really good visuals. And I know what you're thinking. There's a little bubble over your head that says, she's kidding, right? I can't do that stuff. But you can. And one of the ways you can do it is through Canva. It's canva.com. It's a free online service, and you can get in there. It's pretty intuitive. And if you can use Microsoft Word or, you know, a writing program such as that, you can work with Canva. It's a very intuitive program that allows you to do some pretty visual memes that you can post. And the reason I love visuals is people are visual. They really want to see something more than text. And when you do this, it really sparks them and gets their attention, and then you'll get more response. So I'd say definitely use good visuals. So one of the things that happened out of this group is I asked a question one time, and I said, what was your greatest challenging in your clowning? And I never expected the profound responses that came in on the group. They were heartbreaking. They were amazing, just amazing stories. And I thought about it, and I thought, you know, I wonder if that's a book. And then I thought, well, no, clowns are not going to, they're not going to go for a book that's all heartbreak. So I asked another question, and I asked, what was your most gratifying experience in clowning? And the stories were so heartwarming. They were just huge stories, profound stories. And I realized that that could be a book with both gratifying and challenging experiences. So I created a worldwide call for entries. And there are 32 chapters in this book of clowns all over the world sharing their gratifying and challenging experiences. It's called Adventures in Clowning, The Best and Worst of the Best Times. And it is what I'll call a clown-pellation. I know, juggle. Clown-pellation. And it's volume one. And currently, I'm working on volume two. So since the group started, I have 1.5 books ready, you know, almost ready to go on the second book. So that has been a huge surprise in my world. On the cover, I have Donald Carpenter, who is a clown from, he's in Florida right now, and he is known as Oddball the Clown, and he had some fabulous photographs. And I asked him to send me a few photographs because I knew he had some wonderful ones. And he sent them to me not knowing how I might use them. And I put him on the cover of Adventures in Clowning. And he really was stunned by that and said, yes, you may use my photograph on the cover. It has kind of an aw shucks look. It's really fun. And sometime later, he called me on the phone and asked if he could come visit me here in Lake Oswego, Oregon, and he did. And while he was here, he did a magic workshop, Comedy Magic for Clowns, and we had about 15 clowns here in my office, and we had, you know, lunch and food and laughs and education and all kinds of good stuff. It was a great time. And so things like that have happened where I just feel honored that having started this group would bring someone across the country to say hello to me, even though we had met on Zoom, and to, you know, develop a friendship. One of the other things that happened is I was interviewed twice on KATU TV. It's a ABC affiliate, and that's for both of the books. My first book, A Fool's Guide to Clowning, and Adventures in Clowning, Volume 1. And on the second time I was there, I actually took Mike Bednarik and Regina Wellrabe. And they are also Dr. Fun Ebone and Cha-Cha the Clown. And they were delightful. They were absolutely magical at the second taping of the interview on TV. And it just added such color, and they also have chapters in the book. And so that meant a lot. So one of the other things that happened is Clowns of America International asked me to help them with their new logo for something that they called the Searchable Archives of the New Calliope, the New Calliope being the name of their magazine. And what they did is they archived digitally all of their issues of this magazine back to 1984. And that's what they were calling it. And so we got on Zoom, and I was working with them to create a brand. And I said, you know, the Searchable Archives of the New Calliope, that's long. So why don't we shorten that up? And they weren't sure about it, but I suggested the name The Vault, because, of course, everything precious and wonderful is in the vault. And it makes it kind of fancy. So I designed a logo for them called The Vault, and I used part of their logo with the nose and the little eyes and a crooked mouth on the handle of the vault. So that went over really well. And they also said this these archives are in the cloud. And I said, well, I think they're in the clown cloud, C-L-O-W-D. So we're spelling it a little off, and they like that too. So I was really honored to work with Clowns of America International to create this brand for them. And what they did in return is they offered a year's worth of half-page advertising for my books. And I'm knocked out because it would be very costly for me to do that, and I'm appreciative. So it's a win-win all the way around. And they knew me from my group. That's how they knew me to ask. So this was really a wonderful experience. So the other thing that I did, as if I didn't have anything else to do, is I publish a digital magazine. Now, this is not a newsletter. It's a total huge magazine. It's about 45 to 50 pages each issue. It's called Just for Clowns, J-E-S-T, for Clowns. So what I did is I made it a subscription that I publish 6 times a year, and I'm on issue number 6 right now. And it has gone very well. We have lots of subscribers all over the world, and it's more all the time. And so I created this, and it's another stream of income, although it is a lot of work, but it also has massive value for clowns. So these are some of the things that you can come out of your group when you start it. When you receive kudos for your group, this is not the time to be humble and keep it quiet. I would create a meme and actually put it in a meme and share it so that people can know what you're all about. One of the things that I do on all of the memes that I produce is that I produce it with a Fool's Guide to Clowning Facebook page. The URL, I put that on every meme. I also include justforclowns.com, which is where my publication is, where people can subscribe to it. So everything that is on the page is documented and actually what I would call branded with my information. So I'm going to ask you this. If you started your Facebook group today, what could happen? What do you think could happen for you? So I just want to say that, Cindy, if you want to come in any moment, you can, and talk to us about any questions you have or any of the other guests on the call.
Okay, so let me unmute everyone here. And if you have ambient noise, I will mute you again. But we are open for questions. But, you know, part of this session, I really like people to also mention ahas, like something that Leslie shared that you feel like you can immediately implement into your business and maybe, just as Leslie mentioned, tweak it ever so slightly to be able to work in the context of your business or what you're doing, because Leslie was able to do that with in the world of clowning. So anybody have anything for us?
Yes. This is Dina. Can I say something as being a friend of Leslie's and being an admin in the group and being an editor of her books and her magazine? I'm not trying to toot my own horn. I'm just trying to tell you.
Absolutely. Go for it.
I've got a little in with her that,
great.
You know, I was also part, kind of, I was with her when she started the group. So it's been like a... we kind of said it's like the birth of a baby, almost. And the one thing that I've always appreciated with the group is that it has always been positive. And she has always, always, always kept it positive. And I think no matter what kind of Facebook group you have, always keep it positive. I think that's the main thing that has kept the group going and has kept it growing, going and growing, is the positiveness of the group.
Right.
And part of that is the fact that we have people all over the world. I mean, from Africa to Indonesia to New Zealand, literally all over the world we have members. And they're members that actively participate. So there's something that's drawing these people into the group. So Leslie's doing something right here.
Thank you.
And you're welcome. And something else that we love to do in our group, and Leslie kind of alluded to this, is we share articles that we find. Like just a few days ago, I shared an article on a very famous clown. His name is Ovner. And oh my God, people loved the article. We love reading about other famous clowns and learning from them. So I'm sure other people's groups that you may have at other industries, if you find something about someone famous in your industry, or maybe not even that famous, just an event of something that happened in your industry that someone went above and beyond, put that in your group, because people like to read about things like that. And you'll get really, really good response from that. So those are a couple things I wanted to add.
Nice.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Dina.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's a great perspective, Dina. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. And I want to say now that Dina is, I couldn't do any of this without her. She's an amazing admin in the group when my eyes can't be there. And she is a wonderful editor and helped me through this, get this Just for Clowns published. Again, I couldn't do it without her if she didn't help out. And
awesome. She
just, oh, stop.
Love it.
She's the best.
Well, one little side note here. Leslie and I lost contact with each other. And through Facebook a few years ago, we found each other. And, oh, it was one of the happiest days of my life.
Oh. Sweet. Very sweet. Well, Leslie
I
is
have
a dear friend, and anybody who knows her more than a minute will be able to attest to that. And so great content, Leslie. And one thing that you remind me of, because you, Leslie, as I mentioned at the beginning of this call, she recently spoke to our Exceptional Connections community in the Windmill, Washington area. And, you know, just I love that doing these calls with our spotlight speakers and get on the bonus calls, because I actually get to really listen, because when I'm hosting my own event, there's a lot going on. So, Leslie, I'm going to keep you busy. We're going to make some memes that I can use to get our Exceptional Connections group going as well and increase engagement. Leslie is brilliant, graphic designer. And she's just always has so many great ideas. So thank you, Leslie.
Oh, thank you. I'd love to help with that, because there's no sense in having a group unless you're going to work at some and, you know, kind of goose it along and nurture it. That's my favorite word. You know how I am. I like to goose stuff.
That's funny. I also want to do just kind of underline what Leslie was saying about Canva. So Leslie introduced me to Canva, and it's a great way to be able to have somebody like Leslie create some, you know, beautiful frames basically for you, or memes, And then you can go on there and have the flexibility to act on your promptings and do something on your own and not be, you know, your hands tied by the fact that you can't do, you know, some of the graphic stuff that you want to if it's simple. So, yeah, I really appreciate you introducing me to that. And it's actually not hard. It's really easy and well, very fun to have that.
I remember when I was telling you first about it that I remember the look of deer struck by headlights.
I was like, ah.
I know. But, you know, when I walked you through it, you went, oh, that's it? So it's pretty easy. And, you know, if you can move around in Microsoft Word, you can work with Canva. It's not hard.
Right. No, it's not. One thing I will say to people when you use Canva is there is the ability to create, I think it's like 20 in one stream or one thread, where you can just make a copy of it and then just change the interior of your meme. So you don't have to just do one at a time. So that probably won't mean anything to anybody until they actually start doing it. But if you do one at a time, you've got like oodles of those, and it's hard to keep track of them. So I like to do them to max out each group of, I think it's 20 or 30. So there you go.
That's really efficient to do it that way.
Yes.
This is Nancy. I have to disagree a little bit with the ease of it. It's not hard, but for me, it's time consuming. And graphics frustrate me. So doing them all at once, I think, is a great idea. Then you have them, and you don't have to go in and fiddle around with it each time you want to use one.
Right. Yeah.
Using them is fantastic. Man, they really light up your Facebook page, your posts, and really brings attention to what you're trying to say and communicate.
I agree. So, Leslie, I do have a question in regards to you. At the very beginning of the call, you mentioned three different things that I heard. The first one was curate your Facebook group with great visuals, questions, and engagement, but I didn't hear you, maybe I missed it, identify the other two. And I'm sure you said them, but I don't.
One is content, and content can be anything from a meme, a question, or like Dina was saying, she shared a post about a famous clown and everybody, you know, really loved that. It was not just a post, it was also a video and commentary. So that is considered content. Questions are considered content, and they really produce a lot of engagement. Excellent visuals. And then create your firm guidelines. It's really important. If you don't have firm guidelines, people are going to run amok. They are. Count on it.
Yeah.
So you don't want that.
Nope.
Because then you'll hate being an admin, and you don't want to hate it. You want to be happy. You have to be happy. It's your group. You make the rules. And
right.
If people don't like your rules, they don't have to be in the group.
That's right.
You don't have to make them happy.
Nice. All right.
So
anybody else? Any insights? Any things that Leslie spurred for possible applications for your own business? Because I think it would be fun to be able to share those with others because we all can benefit from that.
Maybe some ideas, specific questions that would relate to some of the different types of businesses, different types of industries.
Yes, that's why I think having the book 4,000 Questions is a really good idea because none of the questions in here relate to clowning, but I was able to, you know, make them work for clowning. Like for one, I'm looking at right now, it says, do you ask for and or accept help? And so I asked my group, as a clown, do you ask for and or accept help? It got a lot of good response. One of the other questions it asks is, what is one key thing you could do to produce a quantum leap in your personal life? Well, I just turned it around to your clown life, to your clown business, to your clown whatever. And people responded to that. There was a lot of response. So I think, Nancy, because your group is history, your Facebook group is History Connections, one of the things you could ask is, what are your strongest memories of a news event from your childhood? That will get people going. I would have to say for me, it was when JFK were killed. It was the day before my birthday. And it made a huge impact on me. So I would respond with that. So those are the kind of things. I mean, immediately when I saw the question, what are your strongest memories? And actually, the question in the book was, what are your strongest memories from your childhood? But I changed it to your strongest memories of a news event from your childhood. So you just turn these things around to work for you.
That's a great question.
Yeah.
Well, I went on Amazon, and there's two different so are you encouraging the second edition?
Yes.
Because there's two editions.
Yes, I have the second edition.
Okay. Awesome.
Of 4,000 questions, yes.
Right. And the full title is 4,000 Questions for Getting to Know Anyone and Everyone.
Right.
Okay.
Yes. And you're not going to use all of them. When I use them, I put a mark by it so that I know I've used it. But I might use it, doesn't mean I'm not going to use it again. I might use it in a different way, or I might reword something. You know, if it was 6 months ago that I used it, maybe I want to turn it around again if it was that good a question.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm good at turning those things around. Just think in terms of what your niche is and your group, and it'll work.
Right. Nice. Okay, well, I'll just last call here for any insights, ahas, or questions for Leslie on how she curates the Facebook group and how she's done it successfully, and any tips for you. So I'll just pause for a moment and see if anybody wants to jump in before we close. All right. I hear a hum out there.
That's me. It's Chuck.
Okay. I heard you humming.
Well,
he was stirring up.
Yeah, I was pondering. So I think that what I like about this, that Leslie's done, is she's, because I get a copy of her magazine. And what I like, she does, and why I think her group is successful, is she doesn't do any self-promotion. And all her articles capture the heart of the different clowns and their experiences and things they have to say. And I think that's magical, because I know nothing about clowning, but reading her magazines, our editions have, like, you know, got me to, you know, understand how the clowns think and feel and what their experiences are. So that's good, because I think then the people within the group can relate, and that she's forming a really strong bond with the community. So that's what I think.
Thank you. As a non-clown, I appreciate hearing that from you. I appreciate that. What is your perspective on a clown right now? Now that you've seen this and heard this talk, and you've seen the magazine, what changed for you?
Well, I think that being a clown is much more sophisticated than I thought. and it's more complicated. So it's definitely more of an art form than I had anticipated. I just thought they got up there and act, you know, they're just people who could act silly or be funny, and that was it. But it's definitely more, there's more thought that goes into it, you know, more and more heart that goes into it than I ever expected.
Oh, yeah.
It's, especially when you read the stories of in the magazine and in your book about how these clowns have impacted people. It's amazing. I never knew that, or I never could have guessed it.
Well, thank you for that, Chuck. Thank you. Yeah. Appreciate it.
That is a great insight, because you never, you know, we don't, unless you're in the clown world, you don't always know what goes on there, right?
Right.
Correct.
Yeah, thank you for making that available to those of us who haven't been in the clown world. Because it is an art.
And I hope, this talk encourages people to create their own Facebook page, and that they, and if they feel like contacting me, they can. You know, I'm LeslieTheBrandBoss.com, and they can contact me through my website. And I would love to, you know, coach people on this.
Well, thank you for that beautiful segue, Leslie. So for those of you who want to learn more about Leslie or contact her, as she mentioned, you can go to her website, LeslieTheBrandBoss.com. Or email her. And Leslie, you have a checklist that you were going to provide us with, right? Tell us a little bit about that checklist that you're going to update.
Yes, it's create a Facebook group, a community based on your passion. And it is a checklist of things that you should consider. And the other thing is that the first time I ever taught this class, this session, I got, you know, I'm a huge fan of Seth Godin, and that morning he had a post, you know, his daily blog post, and it fit perfectly so to my talk. And so I placed it as page 2, and it has the date on it and everything. It's just remarkable how that day he said all the right stuff to me.
Yeah, don't you love when that happens?
I love his blog, and I get it every day. So I added it to this because it made all kinds of sense, and it's part of it. And I credit him. So I'll make sure.
I joined that also. He is a great resource. Great quotes from Seth.
Yeah.
So, Leslie, at our Exceptional Connections networking luncheon last Tuesday, you made a special offer, and it was a today-only offer, but you mentioned that you're generously going to offer that to anybody on this call as well. So tell us about that offer.
Well, it's normally, if I spend an hour and a half with someone, it's $497 to help them create their book, their Facebook page, rather their group. And I do the cover for it, some memes, you know, we'll dial in a color code that you'd like, and I will help you with suggestions, lots of ideas. It's about 90 minutes, and I'll do that for $247 for the listeners on this call.
Wow, that's a great deal. Because what do you normally offer that for?
That's $497.
Oh, right, $497. You're doing for $297. Okay.
Right. For $247, it'll be, yeah.
Perfect. Okay. And so people can contact you directly if that's of interest to them. And just to honor you, if anybody listens to this replay later, what is the cutoff for that offer?
I would say the end of the month, which is August 31st, 2019.
Okay, Saturday, August 31st, 2019 is a cutoff for the special that Leslie just shared to help you get a jump start on creating and curating your own Facebook So she's a great resource for that, and also for graphic design needs and branding and all of that. So, all right. That's awesome, Leslie. Thank you for that. So as we close here, I want to give Leslie a chance to share some parting words of wisdom. I didn't prep her on this before, so Leslie, I'm just going to surprise you.
Parting words of wisdom.
Parting words of wisdom. And let's make it specific to curating a Facebook group. How's that?
Okay, I'm going to say this about that. let me say this. I think that a lot of people don't move forward and don't do something out of fear and lack of self-confidence. A lot of people sit on the fence. And I'm just going to say, don't sit on the fence on this one. Don't fear what could happen. Fear, do not fear. Just move forward in it. Create your Facebook group and enjoy it. It's really a wonderful, wonderful experience. If I had known what could happen with a Facebook group, I would have done it years ago. And I would have, I don't know why I didn't, but I didn't. And I think I didn't understand it. And I didn't know that it was far different than a Facebook page. And as I talk with people, they say, oh, I didn't realize that it was that different from a Facebook page. It is. It is an amazing, amazing tool for your business. And I highly recommend just doing it. Don't be in fear. It's not worth it. That's what I have to say.
Okay, awesome. Great words of wisdom. So don't hesitate. Just go for it. Don't be afraid. And great things are on the other side of that, right?
There are amazing things. And since December 2017, my life has changed a lot, and for the better.
Come full circle,
and I'm back in the clown world in a way that works for me at this time in my life, and I love it. I just love it.
And you're a blessing to those who are in that industry too, because you know that you know their pain points, right, and their joys. So you have
been
that
there.
Instant connection. Yep. That's great. Well,
yep.
Thank you, Leslie. Thank you so much for coming to Woodinville, Washington, for sharing to our oversold-out community and celebrating our 10th anniversary with us, along with Brittany and Rikshana. We really appreciate you guys. So our next Exceptional Connections Networking Luncheon is coming up on the second Tuesday, September 10th. Marcelle Allen will be our spotlight speaker. She's with Dreamosity, and her talk will focus on financial joy, sales success through social media. So social media is a hot topic, and so we're going to be having another expert in the field share with us some insights, and we hope you'll consider joining us. And one other thing I want to mention is we made the announcement at our August event when we celebrated our 10th anniversary that we are going to be launching a new website coming up shortly, the next month or so, and a chapter in Vancouver, Washington, and Leslie is going to be part of the leadership team along with Rikshana, and we've are really honored to have Brittany Nelson be our chapter connector for that region. And so anybody who wants to join us, stay tuned. Go to Exceptional-Connection on Facebook. Join our Facebook page. And we have another Facebook page that we've created for the Vancouver, Washington area. But we'd love to have you join us. And I'm honored that I'm going to be the first speaker at that event. I'll be talking about exceptional connecting, six steps to being an exceptional connector. And so in closing, I will just share with you to remember to make every connection an exceptional connection. So thank you again for joining us. Signing off for now. Have a great rest of the summer, everyone.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.